Mira and Harper Audio present The Emperor's Wolves by Michelle Segarra. Performed by Christine Vann. Chapter 1. Illuvian of Dinar did not like throne rooms. For much of his life, throne rooms and audience chambers had been a grueling exercise in humiliation. Humiliation was always the outcome when one had no power. His presence in the throne room was meant to emphasize that utter lack of power. He was called. He came. He stood, or knelt, at the foot of the platform that led to the raised throne. There he had remained, while the disappointment of his lord made itself known. There were significant differences between this throne room, the audience chamber, and the throne room of his youth. An act of war had given him a freedom he had never before possessed, and the actor in that action occupied the current throne as a force of nature, uneasily caged by masks of civility and mundane governance. Illuvian had been announced. He had been given permission, or an order, to approach the imperial presence. His steps across the runner that covered worked stone were as loud as his breathing. Before him sat the Eternal Emperor, Dariandros of the Ebon Flight. Neither name had been used by any of the Emperor's subjects for centuries. Illuvian, however, remembered. The only freedom he had ever known had occurred because of war. At the end of the Third War, the Dragon Emperor had demanded oaths of allegiance from each and every Barani adult who had survived it, and intended to live within the boundaries of the Empire. Illuvian had offered his willingly. He had offered it without reservation. Had the Emperor demanded Illuvian swear a blood oath, a binding oath, he would have done so without hesitation. The Emperor did not demand his true name. Anything else he could live with. Non-binding oaths were just words. He knelt. "Rise," the Emperor said. The undercurrents of his voice filled the vaulted ceilings above with a distinctly draconic rumble. Illuvian obeyed. Meeting the Emperor's gaze for the first time, the dragon's eyes were orange, but the orange was tinged with gold. No discussion between Emperor and subject was private. The Imperial Guard and the Imperial aides were omnipresent. An imperial secretary or three were positioned by the throne to take notes where notes were necessary. Approach the throne. Illuvian was aware that of all the Barani, each forced to offer an oath of allegiance to the Emperor directly, only a handful were allowed to approach the throne. It was not considered by most of his kin an honor. Were any of those disapproving kin to be present, they would have obeyed regardless, just as Illuvian did. The Imperial Guard stepped back. "You look peaked, old friend," the Emperor said, when the guards were standing as far from the Emperor as they were willing to go. "You did not summon me here to discuss my health." "Ah, no. But I have been informed that I lack certain social graces, and it seems incumbent on me to practice." Illuvian raised a brow. His eyes were blue. Barani blue denoted many things. At the moment, he was annoyed. Annoyed and tired. "Very well. The halls of law seem to be having some minor difficulty." When Illuvian failed to reply, the Emperor continued. "In particular, and of interest to you, the difficulty involves the wolves." Of course it did. The halls of law were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?